The Milwaukee County District Attorney is charging a former police officer in the fatal shooting last summer of Seville Smith. His killing led to demonstrations and unrest in the Sherman Park neighborhood. Smith was African American, as is former officer Dominique Hegan Brown. He is now charged with first-degree reckless homicide, and if convicted, he could be sent to prison for 60 years. WUWM's Annalise Henzel is here with developments. Good morning, Annalise.
Good morning.
So it's been months now since the police shooting in August. What do we know about why the district attorney decided to charge the former officer?
The criminal complaint outlines what the DA's office believes happened. The narrative is based largely on body cameras that former officer Hegan Brown and another officer were wearing when the shooting occurred. The complaint says the two pursued Seville Smith on foot after he fled during a traffic stop. The body camera footage reportedly shows Smith running into a yard carrying a semi-automatic handgun. The complaint says during the chase, Smith slipped to the ground, then rose to his feet with the gun in his hand. At that point, Smith reportedly turned his head and upper body toward the officers and raised the gun upward to throw it over a fence. Hegan Brown allegedly fired once as Smith was raising the gun, hitting him in the arm. Smith fell down and rolled backward with his arms going up to his head. Hegan Brown then shot Smith a second time in the chest. According to the complaint, the former officer told investigators he fired the second time because he thought Smith was reaching for another gun in his waistband. But the video apparently shows Smith was unarmed when he was shot in the chest.
Now, this case has been getting a lot of attention both at the local and national level. That's in part because of police shootings of black men in a number of cities, many that have not resulted in charges. And also, of course, because of the unrest that followed Smith's death in the Sherman Park neighborhood. So how have people been reacting now that the DA has decided to charge Hegan Brown?
Well, Seville Smith's family put out a statement Thursday saying the district attorney has shown independence and sound judgment in deciding to prosecute Hegan Brown. The family added, however, that it continues to move through deep grief and to seek justice for Smith's death. The attorney for the former officer says the case isn't over. He says he plans to mount a vigorous defense. The attorney said Thursday that the criminal complaint raises issues, although he didn't go into detail. Meanwhile, Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn says it still appears to him that Hegan Brown was justified in shooting Seville Smith. So Flynn says because the district attorney has decided to charge the former officer, Flynn assumes the DA has additional evidence that prosecutors haven't released.
So what happens next?
Well, since the shooting, a number of people have urged the district attorney to release the body camera footage. And yesterday, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett called for prosecutors to make that footage public. It's not clear whether that will happen. Hegan Brown is expected to make his initial court appearance in the case today. He's also scheduled to appear today on another unrelated matter. In October, the DA charged Hegan Brown with 5 counts of sexual misconduct. That's why he's now a former officer. The police department fired him. Hegan Brown remains in jail, pending developments in those cases. So we likely will see news about a variety of court cases involving him in coming months.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.